Hello, welcome to Isa Sierra Now News. I'm Byron Walter, and we have a fair bit of pressing issues for you today. But first, I want to urge you to go download the Isa Sierra Now app, as it has more content than I cover in this program. Now on to the news, but first, a word from our awesome sponsor.
High Point Solar is your leading local solar power and battery backup company with access to the world's best technology. High Point Solar has installed over 1.4 megawatts of solar power in the Eastern Sierra. That's hundreds of homes in your neighborhood benefiting from low to no energy costs. With rising costs from the utility, the time has never been better to gain your energy independence with solar solutions provided by High Point Solar. Visit us at highpoint-solar.com.
Hey guys, it's Jesse. Instead of talking about Astorga's Mexican restaurant and how much I love it, I'm going to do you one better. I am going to use their online ordering system right now and show you how fast it is to get your food ordered. Ready and go. Okay, I am going to get a Astorga's Chihuahua style burger combo. Click, added to cart. And what do I want to drink? What do they have here? Mocktails, eh? Let me get a watermelon. We're gonna get that. And then we move on to sides. I wanna get some chips and I want to get some salsa. And what else am I gonna get here? I'll get some extra guacamole and move on from there. Soups and salads. What's soup of the day? Let's have that. We'll click that. And we got some appetizers here. Check that out. Bean dip, Mexican buffalo wings. Oh man, okay. Click. That goes perfect with Mexican burger. And it looks like that is good. Oh my gosh, there's all these other things, enchiladas and burritos. Nope, we're sticking with the burger here. We're doing that. And click here, order, boom, done. It is sent. All I have to do is go pick it up, man. That's how long it takes. You are good to go. Astorga's Mexican restaurant. You can't go wrong. There's nothing about that place that isn't awesome. I love them. Phone number, 760-872-3849. And you can see the menu at AstorgasMexicanRestaurant.com where you can place your online order. Trust me, that's how you want to do it. Head over there today. And do me a favor. Let them know Jesse sent you.
Thank you from our sponsors, for which we would not be able to do the news. Core Drilling, a Canadian mining company, has been approved to drill an open pit cyanide heap leach gold mine. This is open pit right next to Hot Creek Geological Site. Exploratory drilling begins as early as September 1st. This is a rather large issue. Considering it's a Canadian company, there are no benefits to our local economy or our U.S. economy. All the benefits will be going to the Canadian company Core. They are drilling for precious metals, which are considered non-essentials. This is straight up drilling to find gold. It is unknown why the U.S. Forest Service approved such a large mine, but if you look at the map, it is right next to Hot Creek and will have a significant impact to that ecological zone. We're talking cyanide and leach right next to part of the Owens River. If you've not been to Hot Creek, you should go now because it is a beautiful place full of wildlife, wild grouse, fishing. And this sets a precedent. Like, are we willing to allow Canadian companies to come down and just drill in our beautiful Eastern Sierra wherever they want? The Forest Service did a CE, which is environmental report, and that environmental report was only set for projects that can be completed within 1 year. The core mining project, if they find gold, will not be completed within 1 year, and the environmental remediation, which is necessary after they are complete with the project, will not commence. They will keep on drilling. So this is very unprecedented, and I want you to know about it as an Eastern Sierra citizen. If you want to get involved, Friends of the Inuit has partnered with No Hot Creek Mine, which is a local Mono County-based organization that has effectively organized local opposition to the core mining project. If you want to find out more, go ahead and search, Google search Hot Creek Drilling, and you'll find all of the factors of the case. I would definitely, if you are compassionate about the environment and compassionate about this world and what we do to it, our human impact, I would definitely look into this. It's really important. And on to some more Levitus news. You could save money. Discounts are available for high-speed internet service. Less than half of eligible households currently taking advantage of the program. Inyo County would like to remind families struggling with steep costs of internet service that they may be eligible for discounts on their monthly bills. Access to high-speed internet has become a basic need for work, school, healthcare, and more. It is a federally funded affordable connectivity program, the ACP. You can apply at www.internetforallnow.org or call 866-745-2805. There's more information about the program at connectedeasternsierra.net. All right, and Mono County's Free Library August Youth Program calendar is out on the Eastern Sierra Now website. Go ahead and type in EasternSierraNow.com, and you can find the Mono County Free Library August Youth Program and calendar. There's a lot of really great things going on at Mono County Library. Don't miss it. All right, and also, in coordination with the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, and the Federal Emergency Management Agency is set to go in a nationwide emergency alert system, the EIS. The national test is scheduled to take place on Wednesday, October 4th, beginning at approximately 11:20. This test will consist of two portions, the WEA test and the EAS test. During the WEA test, the Wireless Emergency Alert Test, you will receive a test message. This will be the third nationwide test and second test specifically directed to cellular devices. During the EAS, or Emergency Alert System, the message will be sent to televisions and radios. And remember, it's 11:20 a.m. Pacific Time, October 4. And last but not least, we have a mosquito fogging event in Lone Pine. On 8-11-23, crews will be using truck-mounted fogging equipment. It goes from 4:30 to 6:30 a.m., depending on the weather. If it's too windy or too cold, fogging is not effective, and they will postpone it. If you have any mosquito problems, report them to the Owens Valley Mosquito Abatement Program by calling 760-873-7853 or visiting inyomonoagriculture.com. All right, that's it for Eastern Sierra News. Now, I urge you to go look at that Hot Creek mining project. It does not benefit Eastern Sierra citizens. That's it. And download the Eastern Sierra Now app for more information and more content that I covered in this program. I want to wish you all a lovely day, and thank you for tuning in to Eastern Sierra Now News with Byron Walter. Byron out.